Fed hike fears, the chip sell-off, Michael Burry's Cisco warning, and a sandwich IPO. Markets are bracing for the Federal Reserve's Wednesday meeting with unusual unease. S&P futures were slightly negative, down roughly 9 points to 7,439 as of Tuesday morning, and the bond market was pricing in approximately a 15% probability of a surprise rate hike, well outside consensus, but high enough that major institutional traders are hedging. An unexpected hike would likely trigger a sharp equity sell-off, particularly in rate-sensitive sectors. The backdrop is a mixed 18-month economic scorecard. Manufacturing has shed 75,000 jobs in industries that were supposed to benefit from tariff protection. Inflation remains above the Fed's 2% target, and S&P 500 gains roughly match historical norms but mask significant sector divergence. Memory chip stocks bore the brunt of Monday's selling after Chinese firm CXMT debuted on the Shanghai Exchange in a blockbuster IPO, introducing a serious new competitor that threatens the pricing power enjoyed by Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron. Separate analyst concerns about Nvidia engaging in what some are calling circular dealmaking, financing arrangements with customers that may inflate apparent demand figures, compounded the pressure. CNBC's Jim Cramer described the selling as monstrous and attributed it to forced sellers, investors holding leveraged positions who must liquidate when prices breach certain thresholds. Software stocks paradoxically rallied on the same session as investors rotated toward application layer businesses that benefit from cheaper compute rather than companies supplying the infrastructure itself. Investor Michael Burry has renewed his warning on Nvidia, drawing a specific comparison to Cisco at its dot-com peak in 2000, when customer inventory building drove demand projections that did not reflect real end-user consumption, and which preceded an 80% decline in Cisco's stock over the following 2 years. The counterpoint comes from Morgan Stanley, whose analysis of actual earnings reports found statistically significant profit margin improvements at large companies that have deployed AI tools at scale. Real evidence, based on reported data rather than projections, that productivity gains are materializing for at least some cohort of businesses. Against that contested backdrop, the Jersey Mike's IPO drew 10 times oversubscription. Backed by Blackstone and aiming to raise up to $1.09 billion, the fast casual sandwich chain is set to price Wednesday and trade Thursday on the NYSE. The outsized appetite for a business built on predictable cash flows, brand recognition, and unit count expansion, rather than technological speculation, is itself a signal about where institutional confidence currently sits.